taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Cuts of Music,
edition 19.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Welcome, brave friends.
Yes, welcome.
You're listening to the best cuts of music. I hope you're enjoying your fine weekend. Week.
Yeah, it's
weekend week.
For us, it's Easter Sunday.
Right.
So the zombie Jesus has risen.
You could have been listening to this in 2013. It would actually, what we want to clarify, it's 2009.
Yeah.
No, it's Easter Sunday, 2009.
Yeah. Different Sunday. Nine times.
Sunday.
Bloody Sunday. Yeah.
And this is, Sam, is a momentous occasion.
It is.
This,
it certainly is.
You know, you go through these hard times in life.
Yeah.
And you really, you know, it's a test of character. It's a test of friendship.
Of wills.
It's a test of, you know, man versus nature, man versus man, that kind of stuff.
Man bites dog.
Right.
A boy and his dog.
In this particular occasion, if you don't mind me exposing you, I mean, you're out as a sufferer, right?
Yes, I am suffering.
Okay. Out as a Rocky Mountain spotted fever sufferer.
Yes, I have Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Robbie. This is tough, but I'm a fighter. I will work to make the best cuts of music happen.
Above. You know, and maybe just this show is really just going to be your iron will. You know, it's what you're going to hold on to in your lifeblood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was worried that you wouldn't get to do the show, and what would I do? Am I going to have a telethon? I don't even know how that works with a podcast. And I mean, we might still see that in the future. Until then,
raise spotted mountain fever awareness.
Right. But just primarily for you. I'm not going to give the money to anyone else.
So. That's cool. I mean, I could use it.
But you know, this is a strength. It's a test of resolve.
Mm-hmm. I have the eye of the tiger.
Right.
Except I'm not waiting to fight. I am fighting.
Right. You are fighting.
Yeah.
Luckily, the wait is over. You're a hero.
I am. And I have a fever. And not disco fever or Pac-Man fever. Totally different fever.
The only cure is more best cuts
of music. Yeah. So at the top there, we had Cat Five's Linkage. It's a really great album. I just found it on my computer.
That's awesome. I love it when that happens.
Man, it was like a Christmas present. I didn't even ask for it. It was like, you got tick fever? Here. Have a cool album.
It's like getting a G.I. Joe when you were a kid because you got shots that day.
Yeah, or finding a Christmas present behind the tree that you didn't realize you didn't open.
Right, yeah. Like that. Present won't shoot your eye out, kid. I'm going to edit that out. I knew I was before I even said it.
Can't stop, mouth must make bad reference. Oh, I did it again.
Tune after that, Sam I Am with Moon Shoes.
Different Sam.
He's not. That's not Sam Hauser. So get that out.
And it's not Will I Am's brother.
Right. Although I think they're both fans of Barack Obama, from what I understand. So we'll see how that plays out in the future.
Well, we all are. I mean, Brock's in. Right. He made me his family member on Facebook. So imagine.
Right, me too.
Yeah,
I'm his cousin.
Yeah, I'm like his uncle or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm also my your IQ score is 155 and mine is only 107 and I need to beat it.
Yeah, you got
to
beat that.
My cell phone number.
It was tough. It was tough.
I imagine getting through all those flash windows and pop-ups.
Yeah,
that's it takes enough IQ alone, you know.
To tell the truth, though, I just Googled every answer.
Right.
Because they don't expect you'll actually do that on those online tests.
Right, they don't. Yeah. Everyone else thinks it's so insignificant that you.
The stupid thing is, I still got two questions wrong. So, not that big of a genius.
You know, full disclosure, Cody M. I gotta say, I did fib the jazz quiz. I got 100% on the jazz quiz. I probably knew about two of them, three, five.
Sure. I got four right, but I was so embarrassed and started crying that I just couldn't post it.
He got like 100. He got like, you're an excellent jazz aficionado.
Dude, he's like the smartest person in the world for like old school stuff like that.
That's blows my mind.
Yep.
Because there were some very obscure questions.
Uh-huh.
I felt so proud that I cheated the system.
Yeah, you beat it.
But I just gave myself away, so whatever.
Okay, the third track we played was Isabel by Laode. I'm pretty sure it's Prefuse 73. Some other people, I can't remember, but it came out a few years ago. It's just a fantastic, amazing kind of Cocteau Twins, My Bloody Valentine meets hip-hop kind of album.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic.
I was wondering what he's been doing lately, actually. What's he eating? What kind of pizza he's eating?
Sure.
Where he's taking his dog?
Does he remix his food?
Right.
Does he get a Hungry Man meal and he's like, "Fuck that! I can make this a better meal."
I'm gonna add a hi-hat. After that tune was The Long Lost with "Will Be Gone," Flying Lotus's "Luckiest Charm" mix. long lost, actually, Daedalus and his wife, Laura.
He's super.
And that long lost remix was on this Flying Lotus Essential Mix from November of 2008 that I've been listening to obsessively lately. You can catch a lot of really good West Coast kind of IDM hip-hop from Marianne Hobbs show. Good shit. Love it. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
I have a story to tell. Once there was a boy who had a large dog. The dog was called Zentrix. One day the boy was walking in the woods with Zentrix. He stumbled on a wooden door. Zentrix opened the door and the boy followed him inside. What the boy saw amazed him. There was a cave, 1 mile long. And inside the cave were 1 million other children, and 1 million dogs. The boy could not hold back his tears when he heard Zentrix say,
"Welcome, my friend. These are my people. Now they are your people too."
We'll be right back.
moments you've all been waiting for.
We'll be right back.
let's talk about the movie. Let's talk about current affairs. What's one of the movies? You're listening to the best cuts of movies.
Certainly. Well, we got a great movie out there right now. We've got Aliens vs. Monsters. You can see it in 3D if you have theaters that are equipped with it.
Excellent. Very high technology.
Yes. One of those computer animated affairs.
Oh.
The pacing's good, but it's no Pixar.
And what about sports?
In sports, we've got March Madness. It's April, but it seems like March Madness is still going on. Because people keep talking about it. Is basketball even still going? Who cares?
March Madness is a habit that takes 2 weeks to break.
It's the hardest thing to break. It's a hard habit to break. I see you've got Dan Hartman's instant replay.
Yeah, it's awful.
I see it all the time.
Instant rubbish.
I'm pretty sure it has G.E. Smith from the Saturday Night Live band on
really?
It.
Really?
Flip that bad boy over.
G.E. Smith. Love it, love it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh! Six-string rhythm, first guitar solo on Double O Love and Tambura.
See, it looks cool because it's got a cool cover, but that album is shit.
Yeah, it is. It's
my parents
totally
had
garbage.
It, that's why I know that.
Wow.
It looks like some cool Sesame good? Street,
right.
I don't know, kind of
this could be a really good album.
Yeah.
Good cover.
It has everything going for it but the album.
But the actual content.
Yeah.
Complete garbage.
Give it up. My mom hates G.E. Smith of the Saturday Night Live band. I don't know why, but when he comes on the TV, she'd be like, look at him. He just looks like an asshole. He looks like the kind of person who just like, he thinks he's smarter than you and he's better than you. Like, mom, he's just playing music.
He wasn't Hall & Oates.
No, he's an asshole.
He is kind of better than me.
He's like a session guitarist.
My family loved him. We had a G.E. Smith night. Pull out the Trivial Pursuit and we throw away every card that didn't have to do with G.E. Smith and
yeah.
Saturday Night Live band.
You have to get a lot of additions.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the Baby Boomer had more.
Right, right. It had two questions.
Yeah.
And the regular one, it had a slightly related one. Yeah.
Right.
But you ended up with four questions. And
did you ever do like a Pictionary where all questions were just draw G.E. Smith?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Tried every, they all looked like Benjamin Del Shree every time I drew.
Yes, for all those locals in Fayetteville. Now's the time on Best Cuts of Music when we dance.
Starting off that little set was Hell Interface, the story of Zentrix.
It's an amazing story, man.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I cried.
Tears to my eyes
cried,
as well.
Yeah.
I didn't admit it, but then you...
I didn't realize...
You just admitted it, and so... Oh.
Oh. Uh-oh. Best Cuts of Interruptions.
Do I have any Facebook updates today? Looks like I don't. I'm really lame. Yoda. Yoda. Although I enjoy the movie Candyman, I don't think I want to become a fan. Yola. La 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 lola.
And Zentrix led into The Steam Room by Mirka.
Steamy. It did sound like a little bit of Wagon Christy kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty wagony, pretty Christy.
Uh-huh.
Especially, that's good. You know, Christ rose today. Not for everybody.
Right.
When you hear this, he's already going to be walking around in his zombie form.
In 2014.
Biting people's heads.
That's how relevant this show is. It's going to last that long.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Love Committee, Law and Order. This goes out to all my jailbird friends. You know who you are. We've all been there before, I think.
Sure.
Except for my parents, because they're perfect. Right?
Right?
Perfect, huh?
Uh-huh. No jail time. Except for that time they staged that love-in, sit-in.
Right, right.
In front of the county building.
Joining the Weather Underground.
Sure. Yep. Set off some bombs.
Sure. They dropped the bomb on him. Nixon. They dropped the bomb on him. My great-grandfather's dookie was in Nixon's nose. Part of my DNA is
history.
In Nixon's corpse's DNA. I don't know where the offensiveness stops and where it begins.
Nope. I don't either. This is too late for President's Day.
Right.
And it's too early for Fart in Your Friend's Face Day. And after that, we had En Direct de la Cote appear.
Damn jams.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I was trying to say there.
Damn
pajamas.
I got brain jammage.
Give me my ham jam pajamas. Give me my ham jam pajamas. Don't.
I like jam and cheese sandwiches.
Jam and cheese sandwiches. Jam
has Sam. No, wait.
Just call me Jam Hauser.
Jam Hauser. Pack Jam.
You're
listening to
the best
cuts
of music.
Come on!
してみる？どうせあなたの負けだけどね。
Sam, I've got some candy.
Wow.
Hooray.
Yay. All right, Sam, end of the show, edition 19, Best Cuts of Music.
That was fun as heck.
Good times.
Good times.
Hopefully it helped you get over your Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Hopefully. Hopefully this time next week, my brain will be more intact.
Gosh.
It did not stop me from finding really great tracks, though, and contributing. No one can say I did not do my part.
I'm
a convicted man.
Convicted. 5 to 10 years of fun.
You've been convicted to 5 to 10 years of fun. All expense paid vacation. You and your family are going to Costa Rica.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
Wait. Are we going to be working?
Wait, what happens at the end of it?
Soap poisoning.
Oh, fudge.
Oh.
Fudge.
The tune you're listening to right now is Edit. With Battling Gogo Yabari.
In downtown L.A.
Yes.
As Los Angeles, for those who aren't familiar.
MC Esoteric at the end here, coming up.
Godzilla Stomp. Godzilla. Godzilla. Oh, my Godzilla. That's not racist, because I've seen 30 movies that have that on there.
That's just
Godzilla.
Consistency.
Yeah, check out that MC Esoteric album. It's MC Esoteric versus Japan. It's awesome. He's got tons of old Japanese samples from like Guy King and Star Avengers and any kind of cheeseball thing you can think of.
And we did preview it a second ago. It was very good.
So we'll catch you all next week on
The Best Cuts of Music.
Now, Godzilla!
Godzilla! You can pretend Godzilla turns a mighty castle into a pile of sand.
Go do it, Godzilla!
You control Godzilla's ugly tongue. You can make him stomp, pound his tail, stomp.
I didn't know better. I'd say you've got the next best thing to the Loch Ness Monster.
Ento.
Pterodactyl.
Pigs.
Tokyo. Tokyo.
is a trail of blood. I'm away from thugs that are fake. Uber is a bullshit word. You heard, make no mistake. I'm foolish to Sonics. Who's in Newberry Comics? I'm about to have my new finger 15 inches or bigger. Now make that bogus claim and I'll put your shit to shame. I'll split your brain, I'll hit your dame. I'll get your chain and rip your name like a Pistons game. That word to Hamilton, yes, he beat this man. All in the edge of all the girl, I fuck this shit. Face 20, Mac Dollars, my man Slim Case Thug, and on my little piece of Keno Champs.
Hey. His doctor once compared his vocal cords to the soles of a worn-out pair of sneakers. He was, in fact, proud of his voice. A voice that could grab you by the ears and keep you glued to the radio.
Come to Black Mountain and test my laser eye. Matt Dollars, acknowledge.
I thought the Japanese had killed him years ago.
Hip hop!
Did you get that one?
Stripe didn't multiply.
Son of the Falcon.
Godzilla do next? It's up to you. Godzilla with a claw that launches, some assembly required, from the Shogun Warrior collection by Mattel.